This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNee. Considering the UN nuclear watchdog says it has not had access to key Iranian data since February. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog reported Monday at present it can only estimate Iran's overall nuclear stockpile because it hasn't had access to monitoring data since February. Iran began limiting inspections on February 23rd in a bid to pressure President Joe Biden to lift sanctions reimposed by President Donald Trump in 2018. Trump's action coincided with his decision to pull the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. The International Atomic Energy Agency's confidential report was seen by the Associated Press. The report estimates as of May 22nd, Iran's total enriched uranium stockpile was 3,241 kilograms, up about 273 kilograms from the last quarterly report. Talks are ongoing in Vienna for the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence, marking the 100th anniversary of a massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It wiped out a thriving black community. Biden's visit Tuesday, in which he will grieve for the more than 300 black people killed at the hands of a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial injustice. And it will stand in stark contrast to the last presidential visit to Tulsa, which took place last year. After suspending his campaign rallies after the onset of the pandemic, U.S. President Donald Trump chose Tulsa as the site of his return and picked June 19th, the holiday known as Juneteenth, that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States.